This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday the 13th, Pierre. The month is June, also the day of the Patriots' 10th voluntary OTA workout, the final of their 10 workouts. Looking forward to next week's mandatory veteran minicamp. But for right now, we're going to talk about the roster here on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Paul Perillo, fresh off a couple days off. When isn't he? And Andy Hart here to break down all the latest comings and goings. And Paul, don't speak just yet. I need you for your expert advice.
Off one day on, just so you know.
We'll start June the 9th, where the Patriots released rookie free agent wide receiver Derek Johnson, not the linebacker, of the Chiefs. A lot of Johnsons, by the way, involved in transactions with the Patriots this year. A lot of Johnsons. Patriots also signed first-year tight end Kyle Oufrey, is I think how you say it. And Paul, he's a 27-year-old former rookie free agent, was with the Cardinals at a point last year out of UNH, 6'5", 254-pounder, actually began his collegiate career at Mississippi State as a quarterback, then went to UNH, played in 13 games with 7 starts as a senior and caught 4 passes, also handed the punting duties for the, what are they?
Wildcats.
Wildcats.
That's about all I have to contribute in.
And you have a major question, Paul, that you want answered.
Well,
he's 27.
The resume itself is extremely interesting. He started as a quarterback. He became a tight end. He switched schools. He also punted, but he graduated UNH in 2010. He was an undrafted rookie free agent with the Cardinals in 2013. You mentioned he's
after apparently a regional combine.
Yeah, he's 27 years old. He attended one of the regional combines last year. He
wowed him.
Absolutely ripped it up. He had some great numbers in the bench press. Runs a 4.6-ish 40. So he's a big guy who can
Don't
run a little bit. And evidently, in reading about him, and you read some of the same stuff, the Patriots had him for a tryout last year.
Right.
And we're very interested in signing him. Arizona did. He ended up getting cut. He went to the Giants for a workout and hurt his hip running the 40, and that sort of prevented the Patriots from signing him then. So they got a second chance. They brought him in this time, but that gap between 2010 and 2013 is what I was curious about.
My guess
evidently
is
he got bigger, stronger, and faster.
I bet
he
worked at a gym. Seems like all the guys work at a gym so they can work out and then just work and double
that,
dip.
Tijuana.
All right, relax.
Okay.
But the Patriots obviously needed some depth at tight end. Rob Gronkowski, despite his bursting and exploding, has not been practicing with the team during OTAs. Asa Watson missed the first workout. And just quite frankly, they're limited in numbers out there. They've used James Devlin. Michael Omanawanui is sort of the veteran presence there. Justin Jones is the tall tower of a tight end. But they needed some depth, and they brought in Oufrey, if that's how you say it. On June 11th, just a couple days ago, Patriots released R.J. Mattis, who obviously you're familiar with the name because he spent some time here last year, not only during the summer, but a short stint late in the year on the practice squad. They opened up a roster spot. Now, he's 24. Do you have any questions about holes in his resume?
No.
Okay, good. No. And yesterday, as we headed out to the OTA session with the media, the team replaced one Johnson in some sense with another, signing wide receiver Jeremy Johnson, 22-year-old out of SMU, not the one that used to be in Massachusetts where I live. This is the real one, Southern Methodist Mustangs, you know. What were they called? The Ponies? Pony Express with Craig James?
Yes, Craig James.
Well, now they're the Aerial Express under June Jones. And this is a guy that had 112 receptions for 1,112 yards and 6 touchdowns as a senior in 2013. Earned all, and this is the one that gets me every time, All-American Athletic Conference second team on. Not All-American. All-American Athletic Conference honors. 6 foot, 179 pounder, had a career of 196 catches, 1900 yards, 10 touchdowns. So obviously.
Productive guy. Absolutely.
Good production. And for the Patriots is sort of a tweener size at 6 foot, not quite the 5'9", 5'10" little guys. Depth at receiver. He was out on the OTA field yesterday. And,
how do you look, Andy? You like to make those, lightning quick. Did you remember which one he was? I know that they didn't
84.
Have their numbers.
84.
But they didn't have numbers.
No, but they had the little ones in their helmets. And unlike Fred, I can see the little ones with binoculars.
No Andy Hart like first impression?
Nothing. I was focused more on the fact that
LaFell wasn't
out there.
I'll write him off then, because usually if he has it, LaFell wasn't out there again.
Not again. Yep.
Wow. All right.
And then that's it, Paul. You got anything else to say about young Mr. Johnson?
Well, I mean, just like you said, productive guy. You bring him in for depth and see what he has. Obviously, in a passing oriented scheme at SMU, the more the merrier. Bring him in.
And we should mention OTAs. There's some roster notes a little bit. Cameron Fleming from Stanford finally was able to get out there. Saw some reps at right tackle on Thursday. Will Smith was out there seeing some reps at left defensive end and almost standing up in a two-point stance at times as they kind of did some different things. He was next to Vince Wilfork, who, yes, was taking part in some 11-on-11 team-type stuff, even though it's still
good
non-contact
news.
Action. Rob Gronkowski did his usual pre-practice stretching and jogging and then went on to the bubble. We didn't see much more of him the rest of the day. Still no sighting of Dominic Easley, who remains unsigned at this point, and the numbers are starting to dwindle there of guys that remain unsigned as we head toward minicamp. Still no Armin Armstead sighting after we saw him with the rehab guys the first week. And as I said, no Brandon LaFell, no Aaron Dobson at wide receiver. So, you know, we got some snippets, and we will have a little bit more to present to you after three straight days of coverage next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The media will be out there for the entirety of minicamp action, although it won't be all that much different than this week because they won't likely have jerseys on and we won't likely be able to make any definitive assessments.
And they won't have pads on.
No, it is not a padded affair.
Right. There's some confusion about that locally here.
Yes, but it's not a padded affair. But they got a Johnson out there. They got a couple Johnsons. They got rid of a Johnson. They got rid of a Mattis. And we'll be back next Friday with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, Paul Perillo.
Can't wait.
Thank you, Bart. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.